Time now in our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, I think that as a general society, we're too focused on results. I also do understand that college athletics is a results-based business. Coaches get fired all the time. How do you take away the two losses last week and still bring out the positives, reinforce those positives, and just tweak what needs to be tweaked?
Well, I think that's that's what coaching is, and there's no question we're gonna get evaluated by our the scoreboard. We're gonna be evaluated in your results, but as coaches, we never want to do that. We're always gonna try to evaluate the performance, not the scoreboard. And certainly, there were some positive things last weekend, but there's always things to get better at. There's always things to work on, and we got a good chance to evaluate both games in terms of our film review and point out both the positives and things we got to get better at. And then you go about in the practice working on those things. And the big thing this week, in all honesty, Schulte, was because of, again, finals till Wednesday. It's Christmas break. We're the only two teams in the country that are playing this weekend. Let's have some fun. Let's take the attitude that we get to play. Let's see if we can't finish this portion of our season on a high note.
As a player, I had a hard time saying, I played okay, but if the team lost, it didn't matter what my stats were. Do you find that players over the years get better at flushing a loss, so to speak?
Oh, I don't know about flushing it. I mean, they take it pretty hard. I mean, they're a prideful group. They're competitive athletes. That's one of the reasons they're playing at this level. They're disappointed when they come up short, and you'd certainly want a locker room that's like that, not a locker room that doesn't care. But this group cares. They care about how they play. They care about their performance. They want to be successful, and our leadership group's been outstanding. To me, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You got to keep an even keel all the time. And realize that we're going to be a much better team come February than we are right now. That's part of the process, and we got to stick to the process. And you're going to have some ups and downs, but the bottom line is you got to just keep getting better.
Last Saturday, to me anyway, didn't seem like you were too far off from really causing them some problems in that extra attacker situation late. How much better in extra attacker situations are you? Where did you need to be even a little better though last week?
Well, I think there's always, it's not like you get a lot of experience doing that, but we actually spent some time in practice working on specifically that, and a lot of it has to do with the other team, of course, but you want to try to create outnumbered situations. You have that extra player. We talk a lot about using the back of the net, but I think a lot of times it's just poise, Schulte. It's realizing it. You probably have more time than you realize. Not panicking. Look for a good play. Try to get a good shot. You don't want to. You got to get it pie shin pads if you're shooting from up top, and then go hard to the net. You want to try to create chaos if you can. And that's the thing we wanted to work on is taking your time. You have that extra attacker, be a little bit patient, but also at the same time look to get the best shot you can.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Jim, this was a tough week with the passing of RH Bob Peters. I don't know if the casual hockey fan around the country knows what RH's commitment level was to women's hockey. Flat out, I wouldn't be here without him. When you were hired, how much did you and Bob have conversations about the start of this program?
Oh, we had conversations about it way, way back. But yeah, when I first came on board, he was one of the first visits I made was to his office at the Park House, and I did a lot of it was more than one Schulte, and he would actually come here quite a bit and visit and. We would go if there would be a period where we didn't communicate. He would send an email or he'd give me a call and we'd just talk. I mean he was always great to bounce ideas off and just talk hockey with and he was always teaching up to the day he passed. I'm sure he kept on teaching because he was here last week visiting with the men's staff, and I'm sure he was imparting a lot of wisdom to those guys as well.
There wasn't a conversation I had with him, that dealt with the start of the Division I era, where he didn't mention the phrase, we didn't have nary a skate lace for the women's team, Schultzy. And that's always gotten me thinking of how hard it is to start programs. And here he was so heavily involved with moving the men's team to Division I, which is a big enough task in and of itself. But then to start a women's team from scratch without anything, that had to be extremely rewarding for him to see the fruits of that play out all these years later.
Oh, absolutely, no question, no question. And you know, Vance Balsett was a big, big part of that. You know, he was directly involved as the equipment person. So they were a big part of you know, getting those skate laces. But you're right. I mean, it came from nothing, and to the point where it is now. There was no question he was extremely proud, and I know he was proud of the job that our teams have done in the past, and he's certainly proud of the job we're doing this year.
On to the task at hand, Jim. What sorts of challenges do the Mavericks bring to the table today?
You know, Schultz, they can put the puck in the net. They've got their top line is outstanding. They've just got a good group of forwards. There's not a lot of them. They're only dressing 10, but they're talented. And Frank has proven she's an outstanding goalie, and they've got a big mobile defense. And so the power play is outstanding, so we got to stay out of the box. But yeah, we've got to do our best to make them defend, spend as much time as we can in the offensive zone. That'll certainly help us.
You talk about their defensemen. They don't generate a ton of offense as far as points are concerned, but how are their defensemen still involved with their offense?
Well, they, you know, Akrovic, I think she's got about 17 points. I mean, I know she has done a lot on the power play for them. But obviously, they're very good in the offensive zone. You'll see they'll spread out. They'll get that puck moving. They like to grind and cycle. They can get you in the blender. If you're slow, if you don't close quick, they'll get that puck moving and they'll get all five involved.
Best of luck today, Jim.
Thanks, Schultz.